Shallow water, mama, we're all human, it's all right. Shallow water, mama, stand with Standing Rock, I say. Shallow water, mama, I say nobody needs.
The sun was radiating the sidewalk along Decatur Street on Tuesday the 13th when a crowd carrying signs gathered at the Riverfront Park. Their message? To stand in solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux of North Dakota, a community up north that is connected to Louisiana in more ways than one. The Standing Rock are currently facing the Dakota Access Pipeline development, which proposes to transport crude oil from the Standing Rock's home region to Illinois. Environmental justice and indigenous rights were the dual issues at hand, two things that hit home for people in South Louisiana as well. First, we heard from community pastor Dr. Denise Graves.
The creator of everything that has ever existed, according to my understanding of the universe, we humbly as a collective come in solidarity with Standing Rock. We know that we're all inextricably connected. We are linked, and one breath affects another's breath. One drink affects another's drink. One bath affects the absence or the presence of someone else's bath. We are clear that all of life generates around water. And so the proposed pipeline coming through a community of immense value to our world, native to the land, we stand in solidarity for ourselves. Not just for those who are labeled Native Americans, but for us who are human beings sharing air and earth and water and fire.
Keep it in the soil.
Can't drink oil.
Keep it in the soil.
Right. Go.
Of course, any demonstration isn't complete without a heckling passerby. Event organizer Renata Hurick kept the chants going and then asked some of the other activists and leaders to speak. Here's Ann Rolfes of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade.
All right. So what's happening is that the oil industry is being rocked yet again, right? They got Keystone banned. ExxonMobil is under indictment by 20 attorneys general around the country for denying climate change. Now, an indigenous community that has been pushed around for centuries is finding their power in the face of a dirty and corrupt industry. And I think everybody around the country is really riveted by this, and people around the world are riveted. But those of us here in this part of the country, which has been dominated by the oil industry for so long, I think those of us here have a special feeling for what's happening in Standing Rock for many reasons, but most of all because we need to make Standing Rock happen here.
Others, but now we need to toil for ourselves. We need to make sure that we have clean drinking water. It is a basic human right.
That was Charisse Harrison Nelson, also known as the Big Queen of the Guardians of the Flame, Mardi Gras Indians. Next, we heard from several tribal members who represented the Yazoo, Apache, Choctaw, and Lakota tribes.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Will Hill, and this is Ezra, the youngest Yazoo that I'm aware of, born only 9 months ago. We're still here. We're a tribe from the Mississippi Delta. There's many of us left, but we're proud and we're here, and we thank y'all for standing up the right to water, because a people without water can't survive. Pueblo sin agua no pueden sobrevivir.
Halito everyone, Sahochi Fo Utsiara. Hello everyone, my name is Ciara Lagarde, and I am from the Choctaw Tribe Bayou Lacombe Band. And I've been raised here my whole life. I'm from New Orleans. My family comes from St. Tammany Parish on the North Shore, Bayou Lacombe. So it's I'm really glad that, you know, we're all out here today and standing in solidarity with not just Standing Rock, you know, but just for clean energy, a clean road
for all. My name is Ann Whitehat. I'm a Sichangu Lakota. I'm from Rosebud, South Dakota, and live here in New Orleans with my family and my kids, and came here today to stand with my relatives in Standing Rock. My mother was up there last weekend. She said it was an overwhelming experience to be in that camp. It's like going into the United Nations. When you see all those flags, about 150, 200 flags of all the tribal nations that have come to support Standing Rock's fight against this pipeline, this black snake that is making its way down to New Orleans, to Texas. And glad to see everybody is here to help and be in that same spirit.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, our water is at stake and our sacred sites. Over the weekend, they basically went in with a roadmap and destroyed our sacred sites, burial grounds, places where our relatives have, you know, laid to rest, where they've gone to pray. So this is real serious, and it's really hard, and hits home close for me. You know, it's close to home for me because that's where I'm from. And those are my relatives.
Well, before we begin the song, yes, what she said is correct. What we dance is the jingle dress dance, and just a little bit of history so you can know what it represents. It is, it originated in the Ojibwe tribe as a medicine dance, a healing dance. And the story is that this chief had a daughter who was sick, and in his dream, he dreamt about four women dancing around his daughter in these dresses that were adorned in these beautiful cones. And as they danced around her, she slowly regained her strength to where one day she was not only able to stand up, but she was also able to have her own dress and have enough strength to dance in that same dress. And when he woke up, he had four women appointed to make these dresses and to wear them. And just as his dream, she became well again to wear this dress. And it has now become a symbol of healing, of purity. And if you notice our cones, they are, when we dance, notice how they sound. They sound a bit like water, if you notice, like rain. And I think the universal meaning of rain and water is purity, is healing, because it heals our body, our souls, our minds, and it's so cleansing for all of us. So just keep that in mind when we do dance, just kind of hear the sound, you know, and hopefully you can get the power that we get when we dance the song. So thank you.
It's a native Canadian filmmaker, Alanis Obolsawin. He was saying, Canada, the most, and you know, we can say the U.S. just as well. Canada, the most affluent of countries, operates on a depletion economy, which leaves destruction in its wake. Your people are driven by a terrible sense of deficiency. When the last tree is cut, the last fish is caught, and the last river is polluted, when to breathe the air is sickening, you will realize too late that wealth is not in bank accounts and that you can't eat money.
That was organizer Renata Hurick again. Finally, Monique Verdun led the crowd in a water ceremony at the river.
I'm a member of the United Homa Nation. We're a member of, we're a tribe of 19,000 members here in the Southeast. We're a mixed band of Biloxi, Chitimacha, Choctaw, Takapa. You know, we are the kind of Southern United Nations of Indigenous people. So, I collected this water today, just a little while ago.
At that point, Monique asked that there be no recording of the ceremony, so I switched off my recorder. After the ceremony was finished, I asked a few of the demonstrators to read the messages they had written on their signs.
It says, water is life, no Dakota Access Pipeline.
It says, clean air and clean water was here before big oil was, and hasn't been here since.
Hi, mine says no Dakota Access Pipeline, oil equals death, water equals life.
Yeah, the sign is saying solidarity with Standing Rock, and the back says no Dakota Access Pipeline.
Water is life.
And as we're at the river, we're gonna lay our burdens down. Thank you.
For WTUL News and Views, I'm Sarah Holtz.